So the economy is telling us to buy stocks right now. Jackson and I have never bought stocks.
Shocking.
We need your help. Eric, have you bought stocks before?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Okay, so how do Jackson and I buy stocks?
How do you buy stocks? What did you do? Did you go to overstock.com? Is that a stock site?
I had a stock broker that I worked with for a while, then I've also done like an E-Trade type of account.
Oh, I saw you going onto an app.
Yeah, the online website.
Oh, so that was the one that Ashton Kutcher used to do the commercials for back in the day.
So how do you know what to buy? Let's say you're doing it under your head. Obviously, the stockbroker knows, or at least you think he does.
Yeah.
How do you know what stocks to buy, though?
I actually went to school for finance. I studied investing.
Okay.
So if you're not going to invest a lot of money, I would go with... like a mutual fund route.
Oh.
Because then you're getting people who are experts in looking, and you don't have to worry about, am I buying the right company or company's stock in it.
So you're pretty much just buying into like when a bunch of lunch ladies go in and buy a lottery ticket. You're kind of just thrown into a pool, and somebody else who's smart is taking care of all of it?
Correct.
Okay.
All right. But now let's say you do want to go buy an individual stock. Would Charmin be a good stock to buy right now? Because I have a feeling their shares are going to go up.
They are probably one of the companies who's seeing a lot of sales right now that they might weather the storm in the short term.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Now, let's say I have $100 to spend. Is that not even worth my time? Should I wait until I have like $1,000 to spend on stocks?
Should you just go to the bar instead?
Even $100, it would be worth it. Again, with $100, definitely go into a mutual fund.
A mutual fund.
Ooh, okay.
There probably aren't a lot
today.
Of okay. stocks that are you could invest in for just $100, but with the market going down as much as it is right now, it's definitely a good time to be investing.
That's why we're asking, because we hear about that, but then we just didn't know where to start. So mutual funds are where we go. That doesn't sound as much fun as, like, I own Apple stock. Yeah, that sounds fun.
Back in the day, my Grandma Peters bought stock in General Mills, and we still get a General Mills holiday box every Christmas. Thank you, Eric.
All right, the number to call is 608-321-1063. Marie, do you have some experience in buying stocks?
My husband, about 4 months ago, opened an E-Trade account.
Okay.
And you were talking about not doing the mutual fund route, and he isn't. So I was just going to mention, like right now, if you look in E-Trade, if you have an account, it'll show you like the last week, month, 3 years, 5 years. So you can see all the ups and downs.
Okay.
Where it peaked, et cetera. It'll tell you what it thinks a reasonable price is for not every stock, but most stocks. So if it's sitting at like $20 if it dropped, it might have a reasonable price of $53.
Oh, so man, when I thought stocks, I was thinking a dollar.
They expect it to get back up there.
Yeah, is there anything like the penny slots?
Yeah.
You know, like when you go to the, like I could go play roulette, you know, for $20 a hand,
right.
Or I can throw a nickel into a machine and have a little bit of fun. Is there anything like that?
Yeah. Not quite like that.
Oh, man.
What my husband is focusing on and we're going to do are stocks such as Apple, Amazon, Microsoft.
So the tech stocks.
They're guaranteed to go back up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I suppose. My wife's brother works for Amazon, and he gets bonuses in Amazon stock. And he's got quite a bit of it already. And that seems to be a very good investment based on how many shares he has and how much each one's worth.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, Marie, what is stock going for these days in hand sanitizer?
Yeah, we got anything on that? Or Charmin toilet paper?
I would say it's probably going for... $2 million.
So maybe if you are invested in Purell, it might be time to sell pretty soon.
Thanks, Marie. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
608-321-1063. Help Jackson and I buy stocks.
All right. Who's this and what's up?
Oh, hey there. It's Bob.
Bob. Okay, Bob. Do you invest?
Oh, of course I do. That's how I put the 4 kids to college.
All right. What do you invest in?
Well, I invest in mostly the better stocks like Coca-Cola, Disney, Apple. You know, they stay steady, but I got into Netflix when it was sort of low, so I did pretty good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's probably got to be a good one. Like, if you bought back in the day, it's probably worth some money.
Did you buy back in the day when people actually got it sent to them in the mail? Remember that when Netflix was a DVD in the mail?
We found one in a box that my wife never returned.
Oh, my gosh. See? Is that when you started, Bob? Are you a millionaire and we don't know it?
No, I started after the streaming service, but I got it pretty low.
Okay.
But you're talking about investing in toilet paper.
Yeah.
Now is not a good time because, everybody bought it and sales are up, but it's not like people are going to be pooping more. Because they're pooping more at home, but they're not pooping at work and school.
It evens out.
Okay.
Okay.
So sales, they're going to produce a lot and not sell any. That's when the stocks are going to go down. So just wait a few months.
Thanks for that, Bob, because we don't want to flush our money down the toilet. Wipe out our finances.
Oh, my gosh.